It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
This is an older story, but it was kind of swept under the rug, but it's coming back to light now. Remember, anybody remember that Alec Baldwin shot and killed a man on a movie set?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Big Baldwin, they sweep anything under the rug.
Well, yesterday, the armorer for the movie Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. So she faces up to 18 months in prison. The judge said that that she was actually hung over at the time of dealing with this gun and showed a complete lack of understanding of her role of safety on this movie set, is what they said.
Huh.
And that basically the defense argued that she's a scapegoat. That's probably true.
I think that's probably a lot to do with it. But, I mean, if that was her job, she didn't do her job, and this is what has happened.
But don't forget, Alec Baldwin is not out of the woods. He still faces involuntary manslaughter charges as well and 18 months in prison. I'm guessing he's going to have a better lawyer.
Probably able to afford one. I feel bad for that girl, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel bad for everybody involved.
Everyone,
unless you know that it was not intended. It may have been negligence. But negligence happens all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just, in this case, somebody died because of it. And here's my I'm conflicted here because I love Alec Baldwin. Like, yeah. I like Alec Baldwin. I think he's hilarious.
The actor. Like not as a person. He's an awful person.
No, even as a person. Even as a person.
You hear nothing but bad things about him.
Yeah, I can appreciate his smugness, though.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
But yet, there's this happening. And then when you see some of the takes, because that's all been leaked.
Oh, has it?
And he's constantly saying, hurry up, let's go, next take, let's go. At that point, I'm like, okay.
I didn't know any of that was leaked.
Yeah, he's rushing it. He's rushing it along. Mm. You're dealing with firearms. You probably shouldn't be rushing things along. But we'll see where it goes. Again, Alec Baldwin's still facing those charges. And if this is any indicator, if she's going to jail, you got to think that maybe his camp is sweating a little bit, too.
Chad and Evan Daly.
If you've ever been on, like, a hot holiday, maybe you've been to Mexico, particularly Cuba, if you've ever been there, there's a beer there that's very popular. It's called Cerveza Cristal.
Right.
Okay? I've had it. It's, you know, it's a beer. And it's very popular in South America. So popular that they had to insert an ad sneakily into a Star Wars movie that was broadcast back in 2003, I believe it was. So, this was on television in 2003. There's a scene in Star Wars where Obi-Wan goes to grab a lightsaber and give it to Luke.
Yeah.
All right? So he's walking across the room, and he reaches into what you think is some sort of chest. But they insert a Cerveza Cristal ad. So instead of grabbing the lightsaber, he grabs a beer.
Yeah. I just saw this, too. I love how this old stuff comes out.
And it's legit. It went to air this way.
Yeah, they did it because they never wanted to cut to commercial during the scene. Like, for the whole movie. I think it happened multiple times in the movie.
You did. But here's what's crazy. They even play the jingle. So here, I've got... Right. Okay. This is the actual audio from that broadcast. No jokes. It's reaching in. Sees the beer. No joke.
That's brilliant marketing right there.
Chad and Evan Daly.
This Sunday is Nintendo Day because it's March 10th, Mario.
No.
But it's also time change day. So this means Alberta and Saskatchewan will be on the same time.
Yeah.
BC will be 1 hour behind. And then Manitoba will be an hour ahead. Manitoba East will be an hour ahead. And then I have no idea what the hell the Maritimes does. They're like half an hour and a half.
Well, I think it's 3 hours, and then Newfoundland adds in an extra half an hour.
I understand why, like, anybody east of Manitoba might be different. But, like, can't Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta always be on the same time?
No, can't do that, Chad. It's just...
It would be too simple?
It's the NHL. NHL controls the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of how late it would be, the games would be.
Right.
And then revenue, sure. And that's it. So a little known fact, the NHL actually controls time change. And that's not even making, I'm not even making that up.
You sure
that,
are.
No, you're look it up on up. The internet. They have so much to do with it. Sports and revenue that's generated from it has everything to do with time change.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. It has everything to do with it. Because the amount of money and how late games would be in certain cities.
I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, so I actually enjoy it because I get the games good and early.
Right.
However, it's tough to find an American broadcast sometimes. But heaven forbid you're a Vancouver Canucks or like a LA Kings fan
Dodgers
fan and you live in Ontario. You'd have to be up till like 10 o'clock at night just to see the start of the game.
That's it. That is exactly.
Later than that, it's like an 11 o'clock start sometimes if you live in Toronto. But if you live in Toronto, chances are you cheer for the crappy Leafs anyway. Although they're kind of decent right now.
Can still hate him.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The other day, somebody having fun in Vegas did not wake up to a good morning.
Well, I'm sure there are many people.
Yeah, I mean, you can wake up with a hangover in Vegas, or you can wake up in jail in Vegas. This guy, did not wake up to either of those. He woke up to a scorpion stinging his testicle.
What?
So this guy who was staying at the Venetian, which is actually a very high-end hotel right on the Vegas Strip. It's one of the best ones. And he apparently had gone to bed and not realized that there was a scorpion in bed with him. And the scorpion was angry at his testicle, had great anger towards his testicle.
He was probably smacking him in the face.
Maybe. Might have been. Flopping around, hitting that scorpion all over the scorpion wanted. It was like, enough!
Yeah,
and he stung him right on the boy there, and he woke up in pain.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, excruciating pain, and he even took a photo. You could see the photo. It's his gitch lying on the bathroom floor, and the scorpion is still sitting on the gitch. It's a large scorpion.
Like one of those big black scorpions?
No. It's like a little like the gold kind of brownie ones.
Oh, the Arizona bark scorpion.
I didn't know you're such a scorpion expert.
Chad, there's many things you don't know about me. I wear many different shirts, hats,
wow,
various articles of clothing.
I didn't know you were the scorpion king.
No, that's the Rock.
Right.
But I know the reason why I say that is because I was looking up a picture or looking something up. Can scorpions climb?
Sure they can.
And they can. Anything with a rough surface.
In fact, they say if you're staying in a hotel room in the desert, like Las Vegas, Phoenix, anywhere in the desert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea to look around at the walls because scorpions can climb on walls. They can climb on the ceiling. They can also hide in bedding.
What?
This is a new fear unlocked for me right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I spend a lot of time down in that area, and I don't want them to spend a lot of time down in my area, if you know what I mean. So,
Chad and Evan Daly.
My elbow was sore. I got like... I don't know if I got a tennis elbow, but
you don't play tennis.
I know I don't, but you can get tennis elbow by not playing tennis.
Well, then how do you get? Why do they call it tennis elbow?
I have no idea. It's like you can get athlete's foot, and you don't have to be an athlete.
You call it masturbation elbow.
Well, I mean that's your opinion, man.
Okay, it's that time of day where we talk about space, Chad.
Of course, because we're nerds.
Yeah, Russia and China. They want to put a nuclear power plant on the moon.
Why?
Well, because they want to build a permanent manned research station on the moon's south pole.
Uh-huh.
And they think that if we do this, if they do this, this can power it for them. They'll be okay. They can do that.
That sounds silly to me.
And they predict it will be done by the 2030s.
I don't.
So why?
Why?
This terrifies me.
This is an
awful idea.
First off, I don't like it when Russia and China team up for anything.
I wonder, to build something like that on the moon.
Yeah.
You can't get a semi up there. Can't get a train.
I mean, you could.
Well, yeah. You got to. What are you going to do to haul all that stuff up there?
Space trucking.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Deep Purple predicted this years ago.
They did. They absolutely did. I think nuclear power plant up there is a waste of time. Just haul a whole bunch of coal and burn it. There's no carbon tax on the moon.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Highest paid actors last year. Who do you think? Let's start out. So number six.
Oh, boy.
Number six.
What we'll a weird out, number to start
Let's start out at five.
Okay.
It's a tie at fifth. But number six was Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Number five. Yeah.
Number five. I'm going to say like an Adam Sandler or something. Something weird.
No. Ryan Gosling and Matt Damon. They made $43 million last year.
I thought they were the same person for about, you know. No, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, really? I thought he'd be higher than that.
Nope. $43 million, they're saying here, okay. Chad. Listen, the internet hasn't ever lied.
Yeah.
Number three.
Clint Howard. Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yes. Tom Cruise, $45 million. Mission Impossible.
What? Tom Cruise, yeah.
Yeah.
Three?
Number
I thought he'd be higher.
Nope. Number two.
Uh-huh.
Is Margot Robbie.
Good for her.
$59 million. And the number one highest paid actor in 2023 was...
Hold on.
Stop Googling.
Was it...
You actually already mentioned them.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
The highest paid actor last year in Hollywood. And wherever else, but yeah.
What?
Well, he had that murder mystery too. He's got his hands in a lot of stuff. With his production company and everything, the guy makes huge money.
The royalties he gets from Airheads.
That is, I think I might go watch that this afternoon.
Lemmy is coming.
Like this evening, when I have time. This evening, I will watch that.
You should watch that on the weekend because you should just a little bit before you watch it.
It's the wife's birthday.
Airheads is the perfect every wife. Loves to watch Airheads on their birthday. That is a fact.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Let me tell you a story about the world's most expensive flatulence. So, a young lady woke up in the middle of the night. She had just crippling symptoms of gut pain, okay? She had the worst gut pain there was, and she was quite concerned. She said it's the most pain she's ever been in her life.
Okay.
So her husband, gets her to the vehicle. They go to the emergency room. They sit there for a while. Now, this is in the States. She's uninsured. This is what she said on TikTok. She's been raw dogging life and did not have any health insurance. And she goes in. They do all these tests on her. And they're quite concerned. They think it actually could be her appendix.
Right.
That her appendix could be going because she's...
It's awful pain.
Yeah. And that's a symptom she's showing. But while she's waiting, she goes into the washroom and she's got to do her business. And she said she let go one of the most wretched farts she's ever had in her life. One that was so bad that she said that if there were bugs crawling in the wall, they would all be dead. It would be like a giant bug bomb.
Oh,
she said it was
awful.
The worst, but immediately felt better.
Gas pains are bad.
She had gastroenteritis. That's what she had. Something, basically the flu. And it was solved quickly and she was on her way, but not without a medical bill. Now, this is in the States. She had all the scans done and everything to figure out what was wrong with her.
Man, I can't imagine.
It was a $9,000 fart. She got a bill the other day for $9,000 for one emergency room stop.
Put her in the Guinness Book of World Records.
The most expensive flatulence on earth.
Chad and Evan Daly.
They're talking about the woolly mammoth coming back, Chad. They, being the scientists, down in Texas.
Uh-huh.
They probably didn't even have woolly mammoths down there. Too hot for a woolly mammoth in Texas.
It'd be a bad place to be a woolly mammoth.
I would hate to be a woolly... But you think, elephants don't have the hair, right? Yeah.
They're hairless.
That's right.
Generally.
So they've made a big breakthrough with reprogramming some stem cells from elephants, and they're hoping that they can take that and bring back the woolly mammoth after 4,000 years. Because they haven't been around for 4,000 years, Chad.
They've been talking about this for a long time.
It's been a really long time.
They've been saying, we're going to bring back the woolly mammoth. Esser, get off the pot here.
That's right. And they're saying that, now they've set a date of 2028, and it will be born to an elephant mother. So these are the goals they're setting.
That's perverse.
Why?
They're just going to insert... I just wanted to say that.
Oh, that's a good word to use.
Yeah.
So they've reprogrammed some stem cells, and they're thinking, hey, let's make this happen. again, science. Things are just better off left alone.
And plus, we've had Snuffleupagus for a long time on Sesame Street.
Yeah, Snuffleupagus every day.
You see him every day.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.